Good morning, I'm Jenny Gould, and it's time for Flora Days. Good afternoon, I'm Jenny Gould, and it's time for Flora Days. For a few weeks, 51 years ago, the Fort Pierce Dateline appeared in newspapers all over the country. Reporters descended on the St. Lucie County Courthouse to cover the murder trial of a corrupt city judge from West Palm Beach named Joe Peel. He was accused of masterminding the drownings of Circuit Judge C.E. Chillingworth and Chillingworth's wife, Marjorie. The couple vanished from their beach cottage in Manalapan in 1955 and were never seen again. There were no breaks in the case until an ex-con and moonshiner named Lucky Holtzapfel started talking to police. He told them Peel had paid him and an accomplice to get rid of Chillingworth. Peel had been reprimanded by Chillingworth for ethics infractions, and Peel was afraid he was going to have him disbarred. Rick Crary, a Stewart lawyer, has researched and written about the case. He says Peel gave Holtzapfel detailed instructions.
He took Lucky out to show him who Judge Chillingworth was. He pointed him out a couple of times.
Where did he point him out?
Near the courthouse, I believe. They drove over to Manalapan, where the judge had his beach house. Peel must have been inside before, because he even knew what it looked like inside, and he drew a diagram. The plan was for Lucky and another man, Bobby Lincoln, to boat over and abduct the judge and dump his body into the ocean.
And that's what they ended up doing, along with his wife. Did they not plan to murder her?
They actually expected that she was going to be staying with family that night, but the plan was, if there was anybody else there, they had to kill everybody.
The pair tied up the Chillingworths and took them down to the beach.
They had some old boat that kept overheating, and it was a slow, long ride.
Once at sea, they threw Mrs. Chillingworth overboard first. The judge jumped in and started swimming.
Bobby Lincoln grabbed onto him. Lucky cut the anchor rope and tied it around the judge's neck and dropped the anchor.
Years went by and Joe Peel was brought to trial.
It captured headlines all across the country. When a judge arranges the murder of another judge, that's big news. It brought the national press here, including a nationally syndicated columnist named Jim Bishop, who actually wrote a book about the trial.
Peel, who was facing the death penalty, testified in his own defense.
And he was so confident, as he always was. He was facing two accusers who were both confessed murderers, and they didn't have any bodies. So he felt he had a pretty good shot at getting off, at least getting a hung jury.
Well, he did escape the death penalty. He was convicted, but he was not sentenced to die.
Yes, and the prosecution was very disappointed. But apparently, even though the jury certainly believed he had a part in the murders, he must have charmed them enough that they didn't want him to die.
Rick Crary has written a wonderful article about the case. It's in the current issue of Fort Pierce Magazine. And coincidentally, you had just happened to buy a copy of Jim Bishop's book.
The week before, I was up in Micanopy at a rare bookstore, and I saw the book. I thought, I'll pick it up. I didn't think I'd ever get around to reading it. And the very next week, the editor said he wanted an article on a famous trial in Fort Pierce. I went home and I devoured the book that night.
You were telling me you went to Manalapan.
Yes, when I write an article, I like to see the scene. So my wife and I located the place where the Chillingworths had their beach house.
Is it not there any longer?
No, there's a big mansion there now. Just looking out into the ocean and knowing that's where they vanished, it was kind of eerie.
Rick Crary practices law in Stewart. Joe Peel was paroled in 1982 because he had terminal cancer. He gave a deathbed confession about the murders to the Miami Herald and died a few days later. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.